Happy birthday to you.
And, of course, I want to add one more birthday. Reuben Armstrong, happy birthday to you on your birthday today. If you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, maybe some cash. Let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor. If you're looking for God's peace when you've lost a loved one, remember 2 Corinthians 1:3-5. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ." So you can have peace, even if you've lost a relationship. That's it, and that's all. Remember this, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive, keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Coming up right now, Pastor Greg Tejada and the Living by the Word broadcast. We hope to see you tomorrow morning at 9 for more of the Wade Hampton Show. Enjoy your life.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
And in you are exalted over all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to talk to you today about purity and specifically about sexual purity. Amen. Praise God. I got a bunch of hums there, huh? Pastor. I want to talk to you about having a pure heart. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, the Amplified says it this way, that one word blessed, this is what that one word entails. Happy, enviably fortunate, and spiritually prosperous, possessing the happiness produced by the experience of God's favor and especially conditioned by the revelation of His grace, regardless of their outward conditions. So that's how they describe that word blessed in the Amplified Bible. Happy, enviably, so fortunate that people envy you. When you're blessed, you're so fortunate that other people will envy you. It means you have so much favor on your life. Spiritually prosperous. That's what blessed means. Possessing the happiness produced by the experience of God's favor and especially conditioned by the revelation of His grace, regardless of their outward conditions. He said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Amen. So I used to read this scripture when we were small. How many of y'all read the Beatitudes when you was in Sunday school? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. It's the pure in heart that see God. The pure in heart are those that have had their sins washed away by the blood of Jesus. And those that are living to the best of their understanding, to the best of the revelation that God has given them, they're walking in the light that they have. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 30:12, "There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness." So there's a generation of people in our society today that are pure in their own eyes. In other words, if you say, how's everything with you? Oh, I'm fine. How's your spiritual life? Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm just so blessed. I'm fine. And they're living in sin, living all kind of alternate lifestyles. I mean, just doing things that are not pleasing to God. But in their own eyes, they're okay. Amen. You say, well, you read your Bible. No, I don't read. Do you pray and talk to God? Every now and then when I get in trouble. When I need him, I call on him. Do you pray for anybody else? Well, every now and then, they are pure in their own eyes. And so the Bible says that, yet they are not washed from their filthiness. So only the blood of Jesus can give you the kind of purity that I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. It's when God takes you, when you repent and turn from darkness to light, from Satan's power to God's power, when you truly repent from your heart, then God cleanses you from all your sin with the precious blood of Jesus. There's a purity that comes in you. Now, I'm not talking about perfection. I didn't say you became perfect after that. I said there's a purity in your motives. There's a purity in wanting to serve God. You know, there's a purity there. Now, listen to this word pure. What does it mean? It means a lot of different things. There's different facets of this word. I just want to bring out some of them, what they mean, and just see how it applies to your life. Pure or purity, without defect, unadulterated, without contamination. If something is pure gold, what does that mean? Mean it ain't got nothing else in it. It's solid gold. Means it is full gold. Means it's not. It doesn't have any impurity in it at all. That's what pure gold is. It also means to be at full strength. To be at full strength. Undiluted. Undiluted. Now, if I take a can of gasoline that's able to run my automobile, it's at full strength when you take it out of the pump. Now, if you take a gallon of water and dilute it and say, I'm going to make it go further, I'm going to stretch this gas. I'm going to take 10 gallons and I'm going to make 12 gallons. I'm going to put some water in it. You just diluted its strength, right? So now it's not going to be as effective. Probably your car won't even run if it get a little water in the tank. So your life spiritually is like that. God wants you at full strength. So you can't pollute your life or you can't dilute your life with things that are impure to the Lord. Not impure to you, impure to him. Because he is the standard of righteousness by which we live. How many of you know we don't set the standard? Because man always said it's down to the Lord and God's. Right? So as a believer, you want to always be at full strength. And the devil knows that if he can dilute you, pour something in your life that's not of God, you're not going to have maximum strength to come against him. In fact, he'll try to water you down. Amen? So spiritually speaking, you have to keep yourself pure or at full strength. So when I say pure, I'm talking about full strength. That means without contamination. That's where you're supposed to live your life. God doesn't want you contaminated. He doesn't want you diluted in any way. Amen? He doesn't want any impurities in you. He wants you to be without defect, without a mixture of evil, sinlessness of life. That's another word that describes purity. Sinlessness of life, which means a life that doesn't have a lot of sin in it. Hallelujah. Because sin is an impurity that will neutralize you and make you powerless. You ever seen any believer that didn't have any power? You know why they don't have power? Because they're not in fellowship with God. Because they have been deluded. Because the devil has been able to introduce some things into their life that's not of God, and it weakens them. Every time you yield to the devil, you get weaker. Because for you to yield to him means that you had to accept something that he presented to you. And anytime you accept something from him, you lose strength. Amen? All of us are supposed to be like Superman. But Superman knows that he have a weakness. What is it? Kryptonite. So what does he do with kryptonite? He stay away. He run. He run from kryptonite. All you got to do is say crypt. He gone. He know that him and kryptonite don't mix. Why? Because it's going to dilute his power. It will strip him of the power that he have, the strength that he have. So his enemies know that if they're going to overcome Superman, they know ain't nothing else going to work. I mean, he faster than a speeding bullet. What's some of the other stuff? I done forgot. It's been so long. What? More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings. In a single bound. But you put some kryptonite on him, he can't do none of that. He can't leap nothing. He can't even pull a mule if he ain't. He can't pull anything. He ain't stronger than anything. You put some kryptonite on him, he can't even walk. So I hope you understand the analogy here. God created you to be a powerful force in the earth. And the devil knows that to diminish your power, he's got to get you to take a bite out of sin. Because he knows that sin will contaminate your life and make you weak. You lose your strength, and at the same time, you'll lose your purity before God. And the Bible says that it's the pure in heart that shall see God. I mean, you want to see God? You have to keep the contamination out. In fact, the Bible says that it's our responsibility to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We're supposed to be unspotted. Hallelujah. That means we're not supposed to be playing games with sin. Well, you know, Pastor, everybody got a little sin in their life. See, you shouldn't accept that attitude, because you're going to stay weak like that, and you're not going to have the spiritual power to overcome Satan, and you got to overcome him. Amen. We know we've already overcome by the blood of Jesus. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. But there's a natural working out of that thing in your everyday life. God give you the power to do it. He give you the strength to do it. But then you have to make the right decision, because when you got saved, you did not lose your moral will to do right or wrong. And it's your responsibility to make sure that your choices are right. Amen. God can set everything, set the victory for you, but you still have to make right choices. You are still responsible for the choices that you make in life. So you can choose sin, or you can choose righteousness. You can choose death, you can choose life. You can choose the blessing, or you can choose the curse. Hallelujah. You can choose holy living, or you can choose unholy living. It's a choice. And everybody makes a choice every day. Everybody makes a choice every day. Your life is full of choices that you make every single day. Every day you get up, it is impossible for you to avoid making a choice about something. Everybody in here today chose to wear clothes. Then you chose what color you was going to wear. Right? I'm glad everybody here made that choice. That was a decision that you made. Now, we make that choice unconsciously, because that just, we've been trained to do it over and over and over. We just get up, we know we got to put clothes on. Right? It's natural for us to do it. Well, living holy should be like a habit. It should be just like putting your clothes on every day. Hey, that's just where I live. That's what I do. I don't never go out the house buck naked. I shouldn't have said that to y'all. Some of y'all's imagination just ain't sanctified. You got to keep your thought life pure. So the Bible talks about a pure heart. It talks about a pure lifestyle.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center.